Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry talk show. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. Yes, this is a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to regular encouragement through the regular through information about the decision of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Just knowing that this show and our ministry is here to encourage you while you are recovering from your loss. Your world may have been shattered when your husband or the loved one that has passed away. It is possible to gain joy again. You can recover from your loss. Every challenge brings an opportunity for greater self-improvement. You can expect good to come out of it. But I know sometimes you say, how can good come out of this? But God will be with you and show you how the good can come out of this. Allow yourself to grieve and help. And this ministry will help you to get through the difficult times. Because we care and we do understand. And thanks again for joining us tonight. July 1st is so amazing how time flies. It is half of the year has gone already. Well, tonight we're going to talk about always be your best. Coming from Ephesians, the first chapter, the first verse. I urge you to live a life worthy of your calling that you have received. Always be your best. People tend to put on masks to hide who they really are. and Christians should be open and transparent and strive to be all that God meant for you to be. Sometimes people see that there's no reason to try to have a Christian lifestyle. They have tried to maintain the appearance of Christ-likeness. They sin, ask for forgiveness. They sin and ask for forgiveness. Yes, we do this over and over again and sin again until they felt that we sometimes feel that felt that the endless cycle made a mockery of God's forgiveness. They know who they are, should be, through the mercy and the power of Christ, but also know who they really are because of disobedience, sin, and self-centeredness. However, many good reasons to persevere. Jesus loves you and wants to be your friend. The love he has for you is greater than the fluctuating emotions. And we all have some of those from time to time. His love is steadfast and constant. He puts his strength at your disposal and asks you to draw near on his strength through prayer, meditation, and Bible study. And he talks about this in the 2 Corinthians, the 12th and the 9th verse. Let me turn to that. And it says in the Amplified Version, but he said to me, my grace, my favor, and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled, and complete, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. You know, the Amplified adds more to what it means in these verses. Therefore, I will all move more gladly, glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and the power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest. Yes, may pinch a tent over and dwell upon me. That's coming from 2 Corinthians 12, 9. As the love of Christ becomes an increasing reality in your life, your faith will grow and become a powerful force for good. And the good in this is what you do with your life, giving back, showing others how important and how important it is to trust and believe in God. Progress spiritually. I've planted the seed, but God made it grow. That's coming from 1 Corinthians 3, 6. Whatever seed you plant, he will make it grow. If you have embraced Christ as your Savior and Redeemer, you need to grow spiritually. To be half-hearted in this regard, it is to course spiritual disaster. A meaningful spiritual life needs you to be disciplined and to surrender the will of God. Yes, we have to be consistent and surrender our yourself to the will of God. This discipline should not be a burden, but sometimes brings joy to your life. Yes, God will give you that joy that you need to feel sometimes. Your prayer life should reflect a willingness to pray according to the will of God and not according to the demand of your own heart. A disciplined prayer life will help you develop a way of thinking that's positive and spiritual, that you will gradually understand why what Paul said and what he meant when he said attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Growing in the image of Christ is not a spiritual hobby or to occupy you to spare moments, but absolute necessary if you wish to develop a dynamic faith. Failure to grow in Christ results in a decline of your spiritual life. You need to be strong in spirit, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, to keep your faith alive. Yes, in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall be in my mouth. Yes, that is something that we should do on a daily basis, praising him before we ask him for anything. And he continues to show us his unconditional love each and every day. He certainly does it for me. Sometimes when I can't seem to see my way through, he finds some kind of way to show some light to me and let me know that he's still there and I can overcome the battles that I'm dealing with. And there are battles that we have to deal with each and every day. I don't enjoy watching the news. I do watch it at times to see what's going on in the world, to be aware of things. But more and more each and every day, you're seeing the battle that people are going through, and it's getting worse instead of better. So we have to continue to be in prayer at all times because the enemy wants to destroy us. And we have to be prayerful, meditate, and keep God within our lives in order to get through all of this. Because there are challenging times that we are having now. And we just have to be strong in order to get through them. I have listened to a whole lot of things that my immediate family that are going through. And sometimes it gets you down because you want to see things better for your family, your sisters and brothers and nieces and nephew and all of those people there. You know, there are a lot of people that are passing. There are lots of people or your family members that might be in the hospital for some reason or another. But we must be strong and prayerful. I know we can't change things, but prayer does change things. Praying consistently for those things to get better in your family and your own life. And like I said, it is definitely a continuation to do that. But God will help you do the things that you need to get through. He will help you to be that very best person, Christian, in life. I am getting ready to go to my family reunion this 4th of July in a few days. And I pray, whenever I go home, I always pray that I can encourage somebody in my family member that I don't see Jesus like I do. they don't see the light that I see and the how things sometimes can look very grim and dark, but he has a way of bringing that light to you and the joy back in your life. I try to go down there and just encourage the ones that I can, because you can't help everybody. But if you can just help one person out of your family member, it makes a difference. And that's my ultimate goal whenever I go. I try to encourage at least one person, if I can, to help them to get through whatever they may be going through. Sometimes now, it is very discouraging when you see that family members keep the expression bumping their heads against the wall over and over again. Sometimes you don't see that there is a way for them to, the way that they think that they're going to change, ever change, but we're going to have to always have faith that God is able, he has the power, the Holy Spirit can be help them through whatever they're going through, and they can change, even though that when we see them as a hopeless case, that they will never change. Some will not, never, but maybe that one person can hear a word from you and help them to get through whatever they're going through. So continue to do what God has for you to be. Always be your best, and your best is always extending that hand, that love, and that support to someone else, even in spite of their fault. And we all have some of those. But I want to spend some time tonight and just spend my last few minutes and just praying these prayers and asking God to encourage us and give us that strength that we need to continue to be that Christian that he wants us to be. Just one second here. Let's go in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful privilege of being a Christian, of being a mother, of being a widow, a sister, an aunt, a cousin. All of these things, we ask you to help us to continue to be that person that you want us to be. You promise that you will never leave us or forsake us. Even though that we sometimes don't feel good about ourselves or the condition that we might be in. Yes, we sometimes feel lonely. But I know you can bring the joy back. The joy sometimes seems to be outweighs the challenges. The joy far outweighs the challenges. And Lord, sometimes the challenges seem so great. When we feel discouraged, when we are hurried and worried, give us the respectful and peace to go on. Let the peace, let us find that peace that you can give us. Let us see that light that we need to see, to keep continue on. When there is darkness, always let us be able to see that light. We know that we are your children, and you have our best interest. We just ask you, Lord, to continue to be with us. There's some of us that are going through different situations, health, financial, problems with our children, our grandchildren. Lord, we just ask you to come in the midst of these situations. Give us the strength to continue to go on. Sometimes the stress in our lives is so hard. The tension between where we are and where we want to go produce stress that can motivate us to accomplish many things. But when we find ourselves under these constant pressure with little time for peace or rest, we ask you to help us to change and focus on the things that you want us to do. Help us to prioritize the things that you want us to do in life. Help us to listen to you and hear you when you're talking with us. The scripture reveals that it is you who brings peace in our lives, and we know this. When life becomes so stressful and joy seems so far away, help us to be quiet and seek you. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the peacemaker, which can transcend all understanding. You will guide our hearts and our minds. And the next time the demand of the day leaves us so stressful, help us to remember the peace that you can give us through Christ Jesus. I ask you to continue to open our hearts to others. Sometimes it's hard to even, when we're around some of our relatives, it is even hard for us to even pray for them sometimes because of the way that they act, their behavior and everything. But help us to look past that and pray for them, Lord Jesus. Because the enemy is so powerful also. But we know that you are more powerful and that you can destroy the devil. We must also pray that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We just ask you, Lord, to continue to touch our bodies. Make it whole again. Wherever we are weak, help us to be strong. Whatever we are stressed, clear our minds and give us the peace that you need to give us, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, just like you promised us that you will never leave us or forsake us, we believe those things. So continue to be with us, Heavenly Father, for whatever situation that you have for us to do, please walk with us. Help us give us the wisdom and understanding to know when you're there and when you're speaking. Heavenly Father, many of us will be going to different family reunions, traveling to families to celebrate the 4th of July weekend, or even staying at home and just joining together with neighbors and friends. Whatever we may be doing, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us traveling mercy. Be with us in the midst of all of the danger that could be around us. We just ask you to continue to protect us, Heavenly Father. Strengthen us. Give us the strength whenever we are feeling that we are not worthy of your blessing, Lord Jesus. sometimes our minds do go in that direction. But Heavenly Father, let us continue to show us your love, unconditional love, in spite of our thoughts and our minds and our behaviors. We just ask you to also to continue to forgive us for our sins. Help us to be a better child of God. Help us to show you how important your love to us means to you. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to strengthen us and be with us in every way, Lord Jesus. Continue to be with our family, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, our church members. Bless them also in a mighty way. Help us to be a good child of God, to show us to be good example of a Christian. And we just thank you for this day, July 1st, and be with us and walk with us. You said, whatever you give us, whatever mission that you send us on, that you will join us on the journey. We do believe that. Just continue to show your light and your support. And we just thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that all of you will have a wonderful and blessed 4th of July weekend. I hope that you will reach out to some family member that you see that's falling by the wayside, and encourage them in any way to knowing that God is able if they will give their lives to him. Be blessed and have a great 4th of July weekend. And we will talk again next Tuesday at 10, from 10:30 to 10:30. Be blessed and have a great one.
Hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's who I got.
One accord.